813 Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Well, Friday is Veterans Day, and a Galesburg woman is going to be in, in fact, she's already in Washington, D.C., which is where we're going to speak to her from, but she will be at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and she will be one of the few getting to read the names off of the memorial, and that is going to include her father's name, and she joins us here to talk more about this morning, Bobby Chalkley. Bobby, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Tom.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us here this morning. Well, so talk about this, because obviously you were very young when your father had served and passed away, serving in Vietnam, was in the Army, just 26 years old. Do you have, at this point, how old were you at the time, and do you have any memories of your father?
I was 3. It was right before my 4th birthday, so I was basically 4. No, I don't really have any living memories of him. I know I remember him, but I don't remember remembering him, if that sounds logical.
Right. No, it does. It really does. So how did this all come about that I know you have been there before to the Veterans Memorial? How did this come about that you're going to be reading some of the names?
Well, Facebook, through all its bad, there is some good. I stumbled across the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, and I just kind of followed them on Facebook, and they, about 5 years ago, I saw where they were talking about the reading of the names, and from there, there's like a form you can fill out if you want to read the names, and it asks, you know, who you are. It asks if you want to read a specific person's name, and then it asks for your relationship to the person. So it seems to me they're trying to make it so that if you want to read somebody's name that it's personal to you, that they allow for that. And I did, and I did it 5 years ago. And then, of course, I keep following them, and it's been another 5 years, so I volunteered, and I got to read my dad's name this time, too. Or I will. I read today at 4:12.
Oh, okay, so it's actually coming up today. I guess there's that with as many names as there are on that you can't do it all in one day, even with multiple people reading. But it's such a really thing. So what that first time you did it was that the first time you had actually been to the Veterans Memorial, or had you been there prior to that?
I'd been there prior to that. I think my first time was out in 2001. Yeah, it had been hard my first time. It was a very emotional. It's very emotional. It gets easier the more you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't my first time. That is really hard.
Yeah, yeah, I'm guessing so. And I bet, I mean, just getting to read, and especially including your father's name, you have to be very, very proud also.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, so again, and what's really cool, of course, you're an Abingdon native. You lived here in Galesburg for quite a while. They've renamed the baseball field in honor of your father. Memorial yeah. Park renamed as well, which is really cool and a great honor. So, you know, just being, which I have not been, everybody tells me that whether you know somebody or have somebody on the list or not, that it's a very emotional being there at the wall and seeing all those names. Did it, with so many of them, did it take you a while to find him? Or I'm guessing they're alphabetical, I'm guessing it took a little while to find them on there.
Well, actually, what they are, they're in order by time of death. So when I read my father's name today, I have 30 different names. And along with his name, there will be 11 other people that were killed in the same battle he was killed in.
Oh,
So yeah, it can be tough.
Yeah, that, you know, absolutely. Well, again, it's such a neat thing. I know we had yesterday, I know the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities was took off and went out there, and they said a lot of Vietnam veterans were on that flight because they're running very low on the World War II veterans getting to go, but a lot of Vietnam veterans getting a chance to get there and see it. Talk about just being there in general, obviously very emotional having your father's name on there, but just kind of the feeling of just being there anyway. What's that like?
Well, like right now or just...
Just anytime you go and when you take a look at that wall and what these people sacrifice for our country.
You know, sadness. It's nice they honor them, but it's very sad.
Yeah. So much. I mean, so many 58,000 service members inscribed on that, and just for something that, you know, nobody's still sure for what, I guess, is the bottom line. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, it's nice. It's a nice tribute. And it's, you know, I think the thing about the Vietnam Wall that people didn't expect is the impact it had on people's lives, you know, coming out there, the healing process that a lot of people go through, and the tribute people leave there. It's just, it's nice. I always try and leave something. It's not always very creative. Some people leave some really creative things, but I always like to leave something. Sometimes I'll leave the article about the ball field, just so when people go by, they see that, you know, this was a real person, you know, not just a name. This was a real person.
Yeah, that is true. I guess that's the hard thing also for people that didn't lose somebody there to look at it. It's just hard to realize, especially with 58, you know, we're talking, you know, almost the entirety of Knox County. You know, that's how many people are on that list that died for our country. So it's hard to fathom that and hard to fathom, like, yes, these were all real people, like in your case, a father, a husband, a sister, a brother, or whatever the case may be. It's just sometimes hard to fathom. So it's neat that you do that. So if somebody gets a chance to read, it's like, okay, wow, this is really cool that, yes, his hometown remembered him and did some things in his honor. That's really cool. So you said what time this afternoon will you be reading?
4:12
this afternoon. Now, is this what's done? Is it streamed anywhere? Or is this just kind of a thing that they do? Just, you know, did they start it already earlier this week or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tom, they started it. Let me think. Monday at 4:00.
Okay.
And they read till midnight.
Oh, wow.
They start, I think, at 7:00 in the morning and read till midnight every day until Thursday.
Wow.
Continually.
That's amazing. Do you know how many different people actually read the names?
Well, everybody gets 30, and they give you 2 minutes. There's a group I'm in called SDIT, it's Sons and Daughters in Touch, and it is children of Vietnam veterans that were killed. And I found out about this group when I read the first time, and there's 50 or 60 of us out here reading our parents' names, and one lady is reading 150 names. And all of them, except for, like, I think there's 20 more that were killed in the same battle her father was killed in.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well,
I was going to say, if individuals only reading 30, that's 1,933 people. I had to do the math on a calculator, but that's a lot. But no, it's like you said, it's so sad that there's that many names, but it is, again, it's a great tribute to these people who served our country. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. It's really cool that you're getting to do that. My guess is that this is something, as long as you're able, you're going to want to continue to do, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. A really, really cool thing. Anything else about that Vietnam Memorial you want, if people haven't been there, that they need to know about it and should take a look?
Not that I can think of. There's some books about it that are really interesting. There's a couple other statues besides the wall. There's the Three Men statue, and I know that's not the official name, but it stands kind of to the side, and they're kind of on a hill looking down at the wall. And if you read the story about those three men, that's always kind of touched me. They are actually soldiers, and they're, you know, the great big soldiers, and they're looking out down at the wall with their friends. And
but probably pretty touching, whether you had somebody involved or not, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking some time, and thank you to your father for defending our country and all those names that are on that wall, that one, and of course the other ones there as well in World War II. And it's a really cool thing, and thank you for doing what you're doing in honor of your father.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
All right, absolutely. Tell Greg we said hi.
All right, will do.
All right, Bobby, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom.